Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy. I'm coming to you from downtown Portland, Oregon, with a beautiful Sunday morning, the clear blue sky. We're going to have a week of beautiful weather. And this is the weekly energy update for the week of April 11th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes. So you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And I am excited about this week because we have so much wonderful energy. Today, Sunday, at 7:30 p.m., and that's on the Pacific Coast, we have a new moon, and this new moon is in the sign of Aries, and it's bringing some seriously strong energy about starting something new and bringing something fresh into your life. It has a powerful energy for manifesting, for setting intentions, and for new beginnings. So this is kind of what we've been waiting for. This whole spring we've been priming ourselves to, okay, get ready, get clear, get balanced, and now here we are. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and this is the first new moon of this zodiac year. So this is truly a fresh start. And at the time of this new moon, we also have Venus and Eris, and Ceres, and Mercury, and Chiron, and the Sun, and the Moon, they're all in Aries. So we have a whole bunch of this fiery Aries energy that gets things moving. It heats things up. So this energy is all about passion, moving forward, and allowing our desires rather than our fears guide us. So we're gonna shift out of anywhere that you have been feeling stuck. We're finally moving out of the stuck, stagnant energy of the past year. And this new moon brings us forward moving energy, which is powerful enough to shift us out of any situation. Now, we might have to take some action, sure. We might have to follow our instincts, our impulses to get things moving along, but we have all of this cosmic support of the moon and the planets on our side. And remember that there are no major planets in retrograde until the end of this month. So the universe has really given us the green light to forge ahead and make some big, bold choices. And this new moon is super great for our mental health. So we're going to feel really positive and happy and ambitious and ready to grab life by the horns. We're getting a serious mental health and confidence boost, and it is about time. So right now, we need to be courageous and have the guts to make the changes, big changes. The changes that some of us have been waiting for our entire lives. This is now the time. So right now, for the next 30 days, it's the time to make these big changes in your life that you've always dreamed of. This is not the time to play it safe. This is the time to go for it. This is the time to quit your job, to get married, to get divorced, to sell your house and live in a van down by the river, to go for your dreams. And right now, all you have to do is make the decision and start taking action. So remember, this is the year of the ox, and we're plodding along, moving forward. We have all of the powerful forward moving motion of this new moon and all the planets moving forward. So all we have to do is make the decision on how we want our life to be and start taking action to bring it into being. And what we start now is going to have long-term implications. This is an important time in determining our future. This is the time to make changes, to plant seeds for the future, to embrace a new chapter, to move forward. And because this is such an important time, we are manifesting like crazy right now. So be really, really mindful of your thoughts and your words and your emotions. Be sure that you're focusing on what you want rather than what you don't want. This is a week where you should not complain. I shouldn't say should. I hate that word should. Don't complain this week because you're manifesting like crazy. Anything that you're complaining about, you're going to bring more into your life. So as much as you possibly can this week, shift to the positive thought. Shift to what you do want. So to consciously manifest right now, all you need to do is decide. To decide what's next. Decide the changes that you want to make. And then commit to them. Not a time to be wishy-washy. Like, I hope this happens, maybe it'll happen, I'll see if it happens. No, this is a time to be clear and strong. This is a time to commit to making the change internally with yourself. No matter what, I am going to do this. And with this wonderful forward-moving energy right now, like I said, all we have to do is decide and commit to it, and then the universe helps us out. So this is a really easy time to take these huge steps forward without much effort. You guys know I'm kind of a lazy person, and lazy being wonderful. It is wonderful being lazy, no judgment about that. I like to use the energy of the universe to help me along versus my own efforts. I just find that it's easier. So right now is a really easy time to take these huge steps forward without much energy, just by deciding what you want and committing to it. Not the time to play small. It's the time to go for the big dream. If it's ever gonna happen in your life, this is the time. One more time. If it's ever gonna happen in your life, if it's ever gonna be a possibility, this is the time. So be brave, shift your thinking from limitation to abundance, and then let's just let the power of the universe bring it to us. So Pluto is also very active right now, along with Venus. So the combination of Pluto and Venus heightens our emotions in general. So you might be feeling a little extra sensitive. You might need some extra love from the people around you, from yourself. Your inner child may feel like it needs a nice warm hug right now. It might need a bowl of its favorite cereal, or even to binge, you know, a Netflix show or something. So be sure that you give in to anything that your body or your mind or your soul needs to take rest and recharge your batteries. Because with all this forward moving energy, it can be tempting to rush ahead, but we know we have to take a pause too. So trust the wisdom of your inner being and let it be your guide right now. If one day you feel super ambitious and you're moving forward and you're making plans and you're committing, and then the next day you feel like laying in bed reading a book all day, that's okay. Remember, year of the ox, we're just steadily moving forward, doing it at an easy pace, letting the universe take care of the work for us. So enjoy this fabulous, extra creative, fresh energy right now. A new beginning is here. So take this energy and shape it in whatever way you desire, because you are a powerful creator. And this new moon provides us with this clean slate so we can create our future. We think of it kind of like a blank page where we can write all of our plans and our ideal life down. And, you know, even though we might not get all of it, we are going to propel so far forward with this new moon. Like, this is it. This is what we've been waiting for over a year now. Some of us for our entire lives. So with this first moon of the year, the astrological new year, we have this, you know, opportunity to start over. It's here, this time we've been waiting for. So be brave, be strong, dream big. And then dream even bigger than that. And then dream even bigger than that. This is a big dreaming time. Make the decision that you're going for it and then commit to it. And then we'll just ride the wave of this incredible energy all the way to your new life. So, man, if you can't tell, I'm overjoyed for this week. And I'm overjoyed to finally be moving forward. Oh my God, it just feels so good. Just even the idea of moving forward feels good. So thank you for listening. The Abundology podcast will hit 10,000 downloads with this podcast. So really, thank you for listening. When I first started this, I was happy to have 5 people, or maybe even just my mom, listen to my podcast each week. So we've come a long way. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy your fresh start. Dream big, and then dream even bigger. And I'll talk to you next week.